今天的题目是财宝的考验。
The title for today is The Testing of Treasure.
我们要来看一段经文，马太福音第六章第十九到二十四节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 to 24.
马太福音第六章第十九节这个是主耶稣所说的。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 is something that Jesus said.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是物这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
那曾经有一位年轻的银行家。
Once there was a young banker.
我在这个湾区的山路开着他新买来的宝马。
And in a very windy hillside, he was driving his new BMW.
我当时正在下着一场大雪。
And at that time, there was a great snowstorm.
我车子来到一个转弯的地方的时候。
And as the car came to a sharp turn.
那突然间他的车子失去了控制。
Suddenly he lost control.
那往着这个山崖那个方向走去。
And it started going towards the cliff.
那这位年轻人他就立刻把他的安全带解开。
And this young man quickly released the seatbelt.
把车门推开。
And opened the door.
然后从车子跳出来。
And he jumped out of the car.
那么当他从这个车子跳出来的时候
And when he jumped out of the car,
那么他的右手卡在这个车门上
His right hand was caught on the door.
被切断了
And it was cut.
那么幸好他从车子跳出来
And thankfully he was able to jump out of the car.
不然的话就不堪设想了
Otherwise it's unimaginable.
因为车子掉进这个山谷里着火了
Because the carwent over the cliff and burned up.
那这个车祸发生的时候正好前面有一辆卡车。
And as this accident was happening, there was a truck right in front of him.
然后这个卡车的司机从这个望后镜看到后面所发生的事情。
And the truck driver through the rear view mirror saw everything.
他就立刻把卡车停下来。
And he stopped the truck.
希望能够给这个年轻人帮个忙。
And he was hoping to give aid to this young man.
然后他看到这个年轻人站在路旁。
And he saw this young man standing by the roadside.
那很失望的看着他新买来那个宝马。
And he was very sad looking at his brand new BMW.
那口里说我的宝马。
And
我新买了宝马。
He kept saying my new BMW.
那卡车的司机就对他说
And the truck driver said to him,
让我们去把你的手找回来。
Let's go and try to find your severed hand.
那可能医生可以把你的手把它接回去。
Perhaps the doctor can reconnect that hand.
那位年轻的银行家就往着他的右边看。
And the young banker looked at his right side.
然后他说。
And he said.
他说 ，Oh no, my Rolex, and my new Rolex.
He said, Oh no, my Rolex, my new Rolex.
那么后来我去做了一个这个。研究。
I did a quick search.
我发现到一辆新买来的宝马，它最低的价钱要37,000块。
And I saw that the cheapest BMW, brand new BMW, is $37,000.
最高的可以达到150,000。
And it could reach up to $150,000.
那么一个新的这个劳力士手表。
And a brand new Rolex watch.
最低的价钱4,000块。
The lowest cost is $4,000.
最高的价钱可以到250,000。
And it could go up to $250,000.
可能有最更高的这个更贵的这个 Rolex 表。
Perhaps there's even more expensive Rolex watches.
那么在人的眼中，这两件财物都是很贵重的。
And in man's view, these two are both valuable items.
这个钱财和财物在一般人的生命占了一个很重要的地位。
And so, money or treasures usually have a fairly important position in people's eyes.
不少的人为这个钱财而活。
And many people live for wealth.
甚至成为这个钱财的奴仆。
And they even become the slave of treasures.
这个钱财影响一个人的生命。
And this money impacts people's lives.
影响一个人人生的目标。
And it impacts a person's goals in life.
那有些人认为这个钱财是万能的。
And some people think that money is all powerful.
有钱什么都可以做。
That if you have money, you could do anything.
无可否认的，钱的能力很大。
One thing you cannot deny is that money does have a lot of power.
有钱可以买很多的东西。
If you have money, you could buy a lot of things.
可以做很多的事情。
And you could do a lot of things.
但是这个不是绝对的。
But it's not absolute.
虽然钱能够买很多的东西，能够做很多的事情。
Even though with money, you could buy a lot of things and do a lot of things.
但却买不到这个平安和喜乐。
But you cannot buy peace and joy.
那么在我们的生活中，很多时候我们把这个钱财把这个属灵的事情跟这个属世的事情把它们分开。
And oftentimes in life, we separate the spiritual things and the worldly things.
认为这个钱财跟属灵的生命没有什么关系。
And we think that money and wealth have nothing to do with spiritual life.
其实不如，因为根据主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
But this is not true because of a parable that Jesus told.
一个人对钱财那种态度影响到他属灵的生命。
A person's attitude towards money impacts his spiritual life.
换句话说，一个人对钱财如果有一个正确的观念。
In other words, if a person have the right attitude towards money.
是一个属灵生命有深度的人。
Then he's a person with spiritual depth.
因为钱财影响我们的心思意念。
Because money impacts our thoughts and our minds.
影响我们的意志。
Impacts our will.
同时也影响到我们跟神之间的关系。
And also impacts our relationship with God.
圣经经常谈到这个钱财的问题。
And the money oftentimes speaks of the problem of money.
所以主耶稣在传讲这个天国的福音的时候
So as Jesus was preaching about the message of the kingdom
谈的最多的就是钱财
What he speaks of most is money
所以今天我们所看的经文是其中之一
So the message the verses that we're going to look at is amongst those
所以从今天我们所看的这个经文钱财影响我们的生命一共有三方面。
And so we're going to look at three aspects of how money impacts our lives.
第一就是影响到我们的心。
One, how it impacts our hearts.
第二影响到我们的眼睛。
Second, how it impacts our eyes.
然后第三影响到我们的意志。
And thirdly, how it impacts our will.
所以今天早上我们的题目是财宝的考验。
So, we see the testing of treasure.
财宝的考验啊、首先呢啊、就是你的心在哪里。
And so the first testing of the treasure is where's your heart?
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为这个是主耶稣所说的。
Because this is something that Jesus said.
啊、在二十一节说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
In verse 21 it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
啊、这个也是一般人的心态。
And this is most people's attitudes.、
啊、财宝在哪里，心就在哪里。
Wherever their treasure is, that's where their heart is.
所以从世人的眼光来看，这个是正常的。
And so from a worldly perspective, this is normal.
我从小就有这个心态。
And I have this attitude as a child.
也不用人教。
I didn't need to be taught.
啊、手上有一毛钱的时候，走起路来都不一样。
When I have a coin in my hand, even when I walk, it was different.
啊，心里面啊，感觉到很自在。
I felt free in my heart.
如果有一块钱，更加自在。
If I have a dollar in my hand, that's even freer.
所以钱带给人安全感。
So money brings about a sense of security.
啊，但这个不是绝对的。
But this is not absolute.
我小的时候在路上捡到钱。
When I was young, when I pick up a coin from the,、pick up money from the ground,
心里就很高兴。
I would rejoice.
所以每次走路的时候头都低下来。
So every time when I walk, I'm looking on the ground.、
定睛在地上，希望在地上捡到钱。
Staring at the ground, hoping that I could find money.
因为当时我还会存钱。
And at that time, I did not save money.
把多余的钱把它储蓄起来。
I tried to save the money, the extra money.
放在一个储蓄箱里面。
And I put it in a deposit box.
很奇怪的，每天早上我起来都会想到那个储蓄箱。
And every time I wake up, I think of that box.
想到那个储蓄箱有多少钱。
Think about how much money is in that box.
钱有没有被别人偷去。
Did anyone steal that money?
所以主耶稣说的一点都没有错。
So what Jesus said is true.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我们的银行户口在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
Wherever our bank account is, then that's where our heart is.
我们的投资在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
Where our investment is, that's where our heart is.
所以因着人存着这种心态，主耶稣就教导众人说。
And because people have this attitude, Jesus taught the people.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼花雇笼来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼花雇笼来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以这两节经文是一个对比。
So these two are, verses are contrasts of each other.
十九节跟二十节是一个对比。
Verse 19 and 20 are contrasts.
一个在天上，一个在地上。
One is in heaven, one is on earth.
一个有虫子咬，一个没有虫子咬。
One has moth that destroys.
一个会朽坏，一个不会朽坏。
One can rust, one does not rust.
一个会有贼来偷，一个没有贼来偷。
One that thieves come in and break in and steal, and one does not have thief.
地上的东西会有虫子咬，会有人来偷，会朽坏。
Things on earth, there could be moth and rust come to destroy, and thieves break in and steal.
天上的东西没有虫子来咬，也不会朽坏，也没有人来偷。
But treasures in heaven, there's no moth, no rust, and no thieves.
这两节经文说明一个没有永恒价值的东西。
And these two verses speak of things of no eternal value.
和一个有永恒价值的东西。
Versus things of eternal value.
在地上的东西都是暂时的。
Things here on earth are temporary.
相对的，在天上的才是永恒的。
Opposed to things in heaven which are permanent.
我们必须要晓得，我们所拥有的一切东西，包括我们的房子、汽车。或者所有的财物都是暂时的。
And we have to recognize that everything we have, the car, the, the house, those are all temporary.
啊，这些东西都渐渐的成就，啊，有一天将会消失掉。
These things become older and eventually will go away.
所以约翰一书第二章第十七节说。
So in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 it says,
他说这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
那就是这些东西在我们的今生没有消失掉。
So these things, even though they may not go away in our present life.
但是圣经告诉我们说将来会消失掉。
But the Bible teaches that in the future it will go away.
彼得后书第三章第十节说。
And 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says,
那但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那天那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
啊，这节经文告诉我们说，当主耶稣再来的时候，天地都要废去。
And this verse teaches us that when Jesus comes again, heaven and earth will go away.
一切都要被火烧尽。
Everything will be burned up by fire.
啊，请注意刚才主耶稣在这句经文所说。
And please note what Jesus said in this verse.
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
He said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
啊，主耶稣没有说不可以积攒财宝。
Jesus did not say, do not store up treasures.
啊，但是他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
But he said, do not store up for yourselves.Treasures on earth.
所以积攒财宝是没有错的。
So there's no problem with storing up treasures.
但积攒财宝的目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of storing up treasures?
为了天国的事工还是为了自己？
Is it for the work of heaven or for yourself?
来满足自己的欲望。
To satisfy your own desires.
如果只是为自己积攒财宝在地上就有问题了。
If you're just storing up for yourself treasures on earth, then there's a problem.
那地上的财宝有没有价值，就要看我们怎么样去使用。
So whether there's value in treasures here on earth, it's up to how we use it.
如果我们把这些财宝使用在天国的事工上
，If we use these treasures for the sake of the kingdom,
那这些财宝就有很有价值。
Then these treasures are valuable.
但是如果我们把它使用在我们生活的欲望上
But if we spend it on our own lusts and desires
那就没有任何的价值
Then there's no value
所以主耶稣说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上地上有虫子咬能朽坏也有贼挖窟窿来偷只要积攒财宝在天上天上没有虫子咬不能朽坏也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
而有些人很喜欢收藏东西。
And some people like to collect things.
那我认识一位主内姐妹。
And I've known a sister in Christ.
啊，她的母亲很喜欢收藏东西。
Her mother liked to keep things.
啊，有用的也收。
She kept the useful things.
没有用的也收。
She kept the things that are not useful.
那有一次他们家大扫除。
And one time their family was cleaning up.
那这位姐妹就把家里那些旧报纸收了很久的旧报纸把它丢掉。
And the sister was throwing away old newspapers.
因为这些报纸已经被虫子咬了。
Because these were already eaten by bugs.
所以她的母亲就很生气。
But her mother was very angry.
她说为什么把我的这些报纸丢掉
She asked, why are you throwing away my newspaper?
那么其实当我们收藏这些财宝的时候
So when we keep these types of treasures.
啊，就是把为做自己收藏这些财宝的时候
，When we keep these things for ourselves，
不肯用在神的事工上的时候
，And we're unwilling to use it for God，
有一天这些财宝也会被虫子咬掉。
One day the moth will destroy it.
所以财宝的考验第二点是你的眼。你的眼睛看哪里啊？第二点。
So the second point is, what is your eyes looking at?
所以你的眼睛看哪里，你的财宝也在哪里。
So whatever your eyes is looking at, that's where you're.
调回来，你的财宝在哪里，你的眼看哪里。
Switch that. Wherever your treasure is, that's where your eyes are.
所以耶稣说，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛。若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
所以眼睛是人灵魂之窗。
So the eye is the window to our souls.
所以眼睛好像我们的房子的窗口一样。
And so eyes is like windows in our house.
如果房子的窗口把它开了，那房子里面就很明亮。
And if we open up the windows, then the house will be bright.
如果把房子的窗口把它关掉，房子里面就很黑暗。
If we close up all the windows, then the house will be dark.
同样的，如果我们把眼睛关掉，
likewise, if we close our eyes,
光就不能进来。
Then light cannot come in.
所以圣经说全身就黑暗。
Then the Bible tells us that the body is dark.
但是如果我们把眼睛打开的话，全身就光明了。
But if we open up our eyes, then the body will be bright.
那么眼睛跟我们的心思是连接在一起的。
And our eyes and our thoughts are connected.
我们所看到的一切就进入我们的脑海里。
Whatever we see, it enters our mind.
其实我们的眼睛好像我们的眼睛跟我们头脑好像一台照相机一样。
Actually, our eyes and our brains is like a camera.
照相机啊。它有个小小的洞。
And cameras have an opening.
当你把这个照相机那个钮一按的时候。
When you, click the camera.
这个洞就打开。
Then that opening opens.
所以眼前所有的景象就进入这个照相机里面。
So all the images in front of it will enter the camera.
同样的当我们把眼睛打开的时候
，Likewise, when we open our eyes,
那眼前所有的景象就进入我们的脑海。
Everything in front of us enters our mind.
所以我们的财宝在哪里？我们的心在哪里？这个是我第一点所说的。
So wherever our treasure is, that's where our heart is. That's the first point.
而同样的，我们的财宝在哪里？我们的眼睛就看哪里。
Likewise, wherever our treasure is, that's where our eyes are.
所以在这个约翰一书第二章第十五到第十六节说。
So in 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 and 16 it says.
他说不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。都不是从父而来的，乃是从世界来的。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father, but from the world.
所以我们看到贪爱世界可以来自我们这个肉体的情欲。
And so, love of the world can come from the lust of the flesh.
也可以来自我们眼目的情欲。
Can come from lust of the eyes.
什么是眼目的情欲？
And what is the lust of the eyes?
眼目的情欲就是我们眼睛所看到的东西而形成的一种欲望。
And lust of the eyes is a desire after the things that we see.
所以当主耶稣还没有出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候
So before Jesus came and preached about the kingdom of heaven,
他在这个旷野里被魔鬼试探。
He was tempted in the wilderness by Satan.
所以根据 路加福音的记载说。
So according to the book of Luke,
所以魔鬼又领他上了高山，啊，瞬时间把天下的万国都指给他看，啊，对他说，啊，这一切的权柄荣华，我都要给你，因为这人是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，啊，这都要归给你。
The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be yours.
那请注意这段经文里面其中的一句。
Please note a phrase in this.
啊，就是把天下的万国都指给他看。
That he showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world.
看什么?
What is he looking at?
就是看世界的荣华富贵。
Looking at all the splendors of the world.
魔鬼把这个世界的荣华富贵指给耶稣看。
And Satan showed Jesus all the splendor and wealth of the world.
并且对耶稣说,
And he told Jesus,
如果你在我面前下拜,
If you will bow down before me,
我会把这些荣华富贵都赐给你。
Then I will give you all the splendor and wealth.
当然，主耶稣没有听魔鬼的话。
Of course, Jesus did not listen to Satan's words.
耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单单侍奉他。
Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.'"
那么是的，只有这位天上创造天地万物的神是我们侍奉。
True, we should only worship the Creator God.
那主耶稣也在这边说，眼睛就是身上的灯。
And Jesus also said here, the eye is the lamp of the body.
我们借助我们的眼睛，身体得到亮光。
And through our eyes, our body received light.
我们在旧约圣经里面，眼睛代表一个人生命的方向。
And in the Old Testament, the eyes represent a direction of a person's life.
那如果眼睛是嘹亮的，全身就光明。
So if the eye is bright, then the whole body is bright.
那如果眼睛是昏暗的，全身就黑暗。
And if the eye is dark, then the whole body is dark.
那一个嘹亮的眼睛只是看到那些正面的东西。
A bright eye only sees the positive sides.
没有任何的这个欲望。
And does not have any...Lots.
那只是以侍奉神为中心。
And it focuses on serving God.
那一个昏暗的眼睛看到所有的东西都是负面的。
And a darkened eye sees everything as negative.
那以这些东西来满足自己的欲望。
And it uses these things to satisfy one's desires.
然后一个嘹亮的眼睛，他把这个钱财看为是一个工具。
And so, enlightened eye sees the money as a tool.
用来完成神在地上的福音事工。
Used to accomplish the works here, of the gospel here on earth.
但是一个昏暗的眼睛，同样的也是把它看为是一个工具。
But a darkened eye also sees money as a tool.
那么用来满足自己肉体的情欲。
Used to satisfy one's fleshy desires.
所以今天我们谈到这个财宝的考验。
So today we speak of the testing of the treasures.
那第一，你的心在哪里？
First, where is your heart?
那么第二，你的眼睛看哪里？
Second, where is your eyes focused on?
那么第三，你的意志在哪里？
Thirdly, where is your will?
所以主耶稣在最后一节经文说。
So Jesus says in the last verse,
他说一个人不能够侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters, either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
英文把它翻译成 money, 马门就是钱财。
And English translated as money,
一个来跟随耶稣的人不能够侍奉他又侍奉这个钱财。
And so, man cannot serve both God and money.
所以在旧约圣经出埃及记第二十章又说。
So in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 5, it says,
他说除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华是你的神，是祭邪的神。
You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
真神只有一位。
There's only one true God.
只有这位真神是我们应当敬拜和侍奉的。
And we should worship only one, the one true God.
所以根据这段经文所说，
So according to this passage,
有一个官问耶稣说，良善的夫子，他是跟耶稣讲，他说你是良善的夫子，我该做些什么事情可以承受永生？耶稣就对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
A certain ruler asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, No one is good except God alone.
然后诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。那人说，这一切我从小都遵守了。
You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother. All these I have kept since I was a boy, he said.
哦，耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，这必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。也听见这话说，他听见这话就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy.
我们耶稣看见他就说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Jesus looked at him and said, How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
那这位官想要得到这个永生的生命。
And this ruler wanted to receive eternal life.
当然他却不愿意把他财富分给穷人。
Yet he was not willing to give his money to the poor.
那可见这个财宝对于他来说是何等的重要。
And you see the importance of money in his life.
重要到一个地步连永生都不要。
It's a point that he didn't even want eternal life.
所以主耶稣在这里又说，
And Jesus said,
他对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免弃一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。又用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
Then he said to them, Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist of an abundance of possessions. And he told them in this parable, The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.
然后又说，我要怎么办？要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物寄存，可做多年的备用，只管安安逸逸的吃快乐吧。
Then he said, This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.
然后神却对他说，无知的人啊，你经验 今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？防卫自己积财的，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
But God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but not is not rich toward God."
啊，这个财主很富有。
This man was very rich.
但是他觉得不够。
Yes, he felt like though he didn't have enough.
所以他希望积攒更多的财宝。
So he wanted to gather more riches.
以致他能够多年的可以使用。
So he could use it for many more years.
那足够他在地上安安乐乐的享受一生。
So that he can enjoy the rest of his life in peace.
啊，这个是财主在地上的目的。
This is the purpose of this rich man here on earth.
所以这个财主就是为了今生来打算。
So this rich man was planning for this present life.
啊，他没有想到，当他离开世界的时候，他不能够把这财宝带走。
He did not think about the fact that he cannot bring all these treasures with him when he leaves.
所以你的心在哪里
？So where is your heart?
你的眼睛看哪里
？What's your focus of your eyes?
你的意志在哪里
？And where's your will?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts before God and reflect on today's message.
那每一天我们都面对好像主耶稣在旷野所面对那个试探一样。
Every day we face temptation just as Jesus did in the wilderness.
世界的荣华富贵摆在我们的面前。
The wealth and treasures of this world is before our eyes.
正在试探我们的心
and it's tempting our hearts.
如果我们不小心的话
if we're not careful,
我们就会掉进魔鬼的试探
we could fall into the temptation of Satan.
我们的心在哪里
where our heart is.
我们的眼睛看哪里
where our eyes are.
我们的意志在哪里
where's our will.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask that you help us.
让我们好像主耶稣一样。
So that we could be like Jesus.
能够脱离魔鬼的试探。
And to be able to escape from the temptation of Satan.
让我们能够只有敬拜这位真神。
So that we could only worship the true God.
只有侍奉他。
Only serve him.
天父，我们求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们脱离这个魔鬼的试探。
So that we could escape the temptation of Satan.
让我们能够专心的来跟随你。
That we could be focused on following.
让我们也忠心的来侍奉你。
And that we would serve you faithfully.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.